Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Pocket Rocket Podcast. To kick off this episode, I have to apologize for being MIA. For those of you that don't know what MIA means, because I use it a lot, and more often than not, people go, MIA? It means missing in action. Essentially, when you disappear off the face of the earth for a little while, and people are like, where have you been? So I made a promise to myself when I started this podcast that I would get an episode out every Wednesday at 6 a.m. I did really well with that for a while when I was kind of talking to other people. And when it was just these solo podcasts for Diary of a Bodybuilder, I kind of fell off the face of the earth. I don't really know why, other than I haven't been very good at being accountable to myself. Whereas when I've got something booked in with someone else, I'm like, well, it's booked in, it's with them, I'm doing it. But I've made excuses for myself and I've procrastinated, which leads me quite nicely into the new year, new me. Absolutely not. We will not be creating a new me. I quite like me as I am. But what we will do is create a better version of me. I say we, the royal we. I will be doing that. And something that I really need to stop doing is procrastinating. I write something called a hit list every single day and write down the things that I'm either going to do that day or I'm going to do that week. And today I've written my hit list while I was out for my steps this morning and I am tackling it bit by bit and I'm doing quite well. So procrastination is definitely something that I'm going to be working on in 2022. Now, although I don't do New Year, New Me, I don't set New Year's resolutions, but every year I write down some things that I'd like to achieve, whether they're goals about self-improvement in training or in my career or like mental health self-improvements, like be less stressed or be happy, say yes more, do things for you. I've been doing those sorts of things over the years. And last year, I set myself quite a few goals. And I realized that a few months into the year, I'd achieved most of them already. So I wrote myself some more because I didn't want to be an I didn't want to get halfway through the year and go, okay, well, that's all done then. So a couple of weeks ago, I sat down at my desk and I reviewed last year. I looked at the goals I set out for myself and even the ones I achieved, I've decided to bring those forward because they made me so happy last year. So there's little things on there like go for a weekend away and like practice a little bit of self-care. So one of those things was I wrote down that I wanted to go for a spa day weekend in Bath. Now, that's so easy to do, but your girl is the queen of procrastination. So I'd been saying that I wanted to do that for years, and I never had. So when the opportunity came up, I was like, yeah, let's do it. Bath, spa. It was unreal. So things like that I brought forward into 2022 because it's so easy to do, but it's so easy to forget about and not do those little things for yourself. Also, like home improvements, because let's be honest, we spend a lot of time at home. Even pre-COVID life, we spent a lot of time at home. And now for work, I've moved to a work from home kind of setup day in, day out. Obviously, currently we're in a kind of lockdown in the sense of the government's advice is work from home if you can. So that's what we're doing. But on the whole, we kind of got into this routine, my team and I, of going in once a week. And I liked that. But when you're spending so much time at home, you're working here, you're living here, you're socializing here. At one point, we were training here as well. I've really tried to kind of clean up my living environment and try to separate my relaxing, my living, my sleeping, my working. Even though I'm in a one-bed flat, I've done my best to try and kind of partition rooms so that I am in a work mode in one place and I'm out of that in another. And I love a bit of DIY. So during the lockdown, I did a bit of painting and decorating, and I want to bring that into 2022 because when I do go into those spaces that I've had a bit of TLC, I enjoy them so much more. So although it's a small flat, I get a sense of achievement when I do things myself. So I am doing some more DIY myself in 2022. I actually started today. I spent my morning trying to not procrastinate, and I have tidied up my working area, put up some shelves, put some cable tidies in. Just little tweaks. Hung up a fake plant because I'm a fake plant mum. The real ones, they don't survive very long. I don't know why. I just can't seem to keep a plant alive unless they're really low maintenance. Arguably a little bit like my relationships. Can't really keep it going unless it's really low maintenance. Oh, you've got to laugh at yourself, haven't you? But yeah, I mean, there are a few more goals on there, but 2022, in summary, is just about being happier and practicing more self-care. And I have this saying, which I have been saying it for years, but really proactively tried to get a handle on it last year, and I'm doing the same again this year. And the saying is, if it won't matter in 5 years, don't worry about it for more than 5 minutes. So if in 5 years' time, you're not even going to remember that that happened, or if you do, you're just going to go, oh yeah, that was a thing, then don't worry about it for more than 5 minutes. A prime example of that being January, New Year, New Me, people being still in that kind of post-show period for some people. I consider your post-show period to be about 3 months because I think it takes your body time to really recover and find a new kind of maintenance and balance and get really stuck into your off-season. So on that kind of new year, new me, your post-show, a lot of people are dieting. But we get really upset sometimes when we step on the scales and maybe the weight's gone up or it's not gone down like maybe we'd hoped it would, or whatever it is, we like, maybe we look at our pictures and we go, like, I checked in yesterday and my stomach is a little bit of a problem area for me. Like, I hold a bit of fat there. It gets very, very lean, but it's also one of the first places that I gain weight. So I checked in, I said to Jake, I was like, I'm fine with it. Just, I don't really like these pictures this morning. And he had to remind me that we're in a fantastic position. And then that, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't worry about it for more than 5 minutes kind of came back to bring me back down to earth and to remind me, in 5 years, am I going to go, oh, on the 15th of January at 8 a.m. I was upset with that picture? No. Like, I'm not even thinking about it today. And Jake made a very, very good point of those poses that we do on stage are designed to make us look good when we're lean, not when we're a little bit softer or when we're off season or we're maintenance. But what does look good at this point in kind of, to put it cheesily, the journey, or in this part of the cycle, is you're filling your clothes better, you look better day to day, people stop asking you, are you all right? Because you've got some life back in you. You're sleeping better, you're training better. So we sometimes need to remember those variables. But the point being, in 5 years, I'm not going to remember yesterday's check-in, and it doesn't matter. It really, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't matter. And that can stretch all the way. I mean, it's hard to hear sometimes, but when you're suffering with loss, whether that is due to someone passing away or a relationship breaking down, or maybe you're having an argument with friends or family, is it going to matter in 5 years? Now, take this with a pinch of salt. When I say, is it going to matter in 5 years? What I mean is, are you going to be actively upset about it in 5 years' time? And if you're suffering with a loss at the moment, I don't want that to sound harsh, but if I look back on people that I've lost 5 and 10 years ago, although I miss them dearly every single day, that will never, ever change. I remember the good more than I remember the sad. Like, I don't think about their funerals and when they were ill. I think about getting an ice cream with them when I was like 10. And you remember them pushing you in the park on the swings. Like, those sorts of things you remember. So there are ways to look at things. And if you always remember the sad, and you always come back to those feelings of kind of heartbreak or the negative side of things about a stressful situation or an upsetting situation, then yeah, like, it will matter to you in 5 years. But I think if you get your mindset around that, if it's not actually going to matter, if it's not going to impact me day to day in 5 years' time, then I shouldn't really let it worry me for more than 5 minutes. Also, I find writing things down or talking to someone about it gets out there. You feel better about it. You've said it out loud. And obviously, pick the right person if you're going to talk to someone. Don't speak to someone about it if they're going to go, get over it, because that's not helpful. But if they're going to allow you to speak on your feelings and your thoughts and just listen, then inevitably within 5 minutes you will feel better about it, because you're going to go, oh god, that feels good to get that off my shoulders. So yeah, that's kind of not my resolutions, but my self-improvement goals for 2022. And a few people, I'm not going to be one of those instas that goes, oh, everyone's asking me, because not everyone is asking me. A few people have asked me about competing plans for 2022. And this isn't one of those, oh, I'm not going to do it, and then I'm just going to jump up on stage somewhere and people are going to be like, hey, that's Hannah, what's she doing here? I am genuinely not competing in 2022. I will come back in 2023. I don't know when or anything like that. I'm not even thinking about it. It's a long, long way off. but I am definitely taking 2022 to love life a little bit more and really make up for some lost time with family and friends, to really enjoy training, get a solid long off season in, make some big improvements in my physique, focus on my health, because let's be honest, prep is not a healthy thing, and I did 4 years in a row. I think my body has earned to rest, and to really focus on my career as well, because I am very career driven and I do want to smash my career progression out of the park in the next year. I don't talk about that side of things, my personal life, very often, but it's really, really important to me that I make a progression within my job and my role, that I spend more time with family and friends, and that I do things like I do those weekends away, I practice self-care a little bit more, and there's no point coming back to, in my opinion, there is no point coming back to stage year on year if you have not made improvements. And I do not want to step back on that stage until my weaker areas are brought up considerably. Plus, I've always said this, and I always will say this, I compete because I love bodybuilding. I don't bodybuild because I love competing. If the stage was taken away tomorrow, I would still do training exactly the same. I would still eat in the same way. I would still do all my steps. I would still be focused and driven on improving myself inside and outside of the gym. It is nothing to do with the stage. I just happen to enjoy competing as well. So, all of that aside, I feel like I've caught you up on my goals for 2022, and I have apologized for being MIA, but I do feel like we need to talk about the elephant in the room. If you train and you're listening to this, and by training I mean you're in the gym, whatever you do in the gym, you're in there regularly, you will know the pain of January gym newbies. Deep breath. Woosa, woosa. Now, I know that we all need to start somewhere, and I know that we were all new once, but my goodness. My gym in the last couple of weeks has been rammed. The first few days of January, it wasn't that busy. And I think I got lulled into a false sense of security because I was like, oh, maybe people aren't coming back to the gym because of the whole Omicron, or however you say it. I've been calling it the Omarium variant. Throwback R&B. Icebox where my heart used to be. Oh God, sorry, I'm so old. Yeah, so I thought maybe people were a little bit scared of that, and they were like, do you know what, I'll leave it, I'm not going to do new year, new me, I'll eat better, I'll have a salad. I thought it was going to be a bit more of that, but no, week two of January, walked into the gym one evening, and my goodness, it was packed. Absolutely packed. Now, my leg sessions do take a while, probably 2 hours. I was in there 3 hours. I don't want to be that person, but I was that person that night, saying to people, guys, seriously, how many more sets have you got? Because it's like a five-a-side football team of teenage boys. They're all doing 7 sets, like 10 reps each set. And I'm standing there like, surely this has got to end. Surely this has got to end soon. I mean, the only saving grace is that, like one of my mates pointed out the other day, they don't actually do time under tension. They're racing through the reps. So we're saving a little bit of time there. But waiting around for kit is insane. And I know. You could do something else in the meantime. But I'm a creature of habit. I have a training plan for a reason. I don't want to deviate from my training plan. Therefore, I wait. And I don't hang over the top of them. I really hate it when people do that. Someone did it to me yesterday. He literally leant on the machine next to the pendulum and just crossed his arms and watched me. Now, if you know me, I'm not going to stand for that. So I just turned around and said to him, mate, I feel like you're just standing on top of me, watching me. He was like, well, I'm waiting for the machine. I mean, well, right. But you're making me uncomfortable. I've got one more set. Can you not stand on top of me, please? I don't want to be a pain and be like one of those people that just takes longer on purpose or does more reps or sets on purpose. But I also just don't want someone casting a shadow over me while I'm doing an exercise and making me feel uncomfortable. So I'm not one of those people, but I will wait for a machine in the background. But yeah, it's just crazy busy. And it got me thinking, I feel like we have to have some rules, some ground rules in the gym. Now, if you've been going to the gym for a while, you'll be with me on all of these things. And if you're new to the gym, maybe some of them will ring a bell, maybe some of them won't, but I beg you, take them on board. So maybe these are going to be a little bit from a female's perspective, but I am female, so roll with me on this. Guys, and I am talking to the men right now. Maybe, guys, message me if I'm like you feel this too, but this is definitely a female thing. If she looks like she trains, then she's not looking at you because she fancies you. She's probably questioning, what the fuck are you doing? If she looks puzzled when she's looking at you, it's not because she's like, oh, wow, where did he come from? I'm so confused. It's because she's like, what on earth is he doing right now? I don't get it. I don't get it. And if she trains, she's not in there looking for her Prince Charming. She's in there being her own savior, working on her damn self. Leave her alone. Off the back of that, if you are not used to seeing muscular women, okay, fine. It's probably quite interesting to see a girl in the gym training hard, capped out, like a thick back, good legs, fine. It's probably like, wow, you do want to look at her a little bit. But she can see you, guys. So maybe don't stare. Just give her some space because it's uncomfortable. And on that note, even if you look into the mirror, she can see you looking at her in the mirror. Just putting it out there. Speaking of mirrors, next one. You don't need to bicep curl in front of the mirror over the rack. It won't add to your gains. It's really annoying. Take a step back. And also, please stop bicep curling with dumbbells and going all over the place and throwing them up in the air. Just stop it. go use a machine. Have some control over yourself, for the love of God. And that's not aimed at men. I've seen you girls doing it too. It's everyone. Take a step back from the mirror. Give the rack some space. Next one. And this really does need to be said. And this came from a genuine experience in the gym the other day. Lads, we don't want to see you in grey tracksuit bottoms. We don't want to see it. We just don't. Excuse me, I need a drink. Yeah, we don't want to see it. Don't believe the memes. When you go to train, leave the grey tracksuit bottoms at home. Okay? I feel better about getting that out of my system. Now, rep ranges, or not rep ranges, I should say sets. Sure, couple of warm-up sets. Cool, we get it. Get your body warm. But not everything's German volume training. Not everything is 10 sets of 10, okay? You don't need to be on a machine for 20 minutes. Oh, another one that's just popped into my head, which I saw in the gym this week, which I thought was just something of myth and legend. Bicep curling in the rack. I'm not even going to say anything else about that. It's just a no from me. You don't need to be doing it there. Stop it. The next one. If you have BO or smelly feet, deal with it. It's offensive to come into the gym with BO or to take your shoes off if you've got cheesy toes. Stop it. We all have to be there. There is no need for it. Absolutely none. Again, experience this week. There was a guy in the gym, his BO was so strong that the t-shirt just needed to be burnt. It was in the fibers. Get rid of it, mate. And another guy in the gym yesterday, I was hip thrusting. He was on the hack next to me. I was in the middle of a hip thrust and I was like, oh my God, what is that smell? The most pongy, cheesy feet. I look to my right and there they are, socks out. Oh, it was awful. Terrible. And the last one, there are probably lots of other ones here, but these are my top line. Absolutely stop it. New year, new me. Rules. Like Fight Club has rules. The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is do not talk about Fight Club. And I think that this one is the top rule. It takes places one and two. Put your weights away. The first rule of going to the gym, put your weights away. The second rule of going to the gym is put your fucking weights away. If you are big and strong enough to lift them up in the first place, guess what, Hans? You are big and strong enough to put them back. No one thinks that you're cool. No one thinks that you're hard. You've got the time. Put your things away. Your mum is not there to tidy up after you. It is so annoying. And on that note, can we just, this is just me. I like order. But can we not put 20s on the top peg and 5s on the bottom one? Could we just put 20s at the bottom, please, people? Let's think about this. Come on. Whew. Oh, I feel better for getting that out. Talking about getting things out, saying them out loud. I think it just worked. I feel call it a karmic effect. I feel good for having said that out loud. I don't want to bring negativity to this podcast, but it is Diary of a Bodybuilder and we are midway through January. It's a very prominent topic that I'm sure you've all thought about, whether you're inside or outside of the gym. I'm definitely sure that you've heard someone moan and bitch about it. So here I am, fulfilling the stereotype. But in all seriousness, I really do hope that if someone has started the gym this January with a view to living a healthier life in 2022 and beyond, that you stick with it and that you enjoy it and you make better, healthier decisions for yourself. And I was thinking about this the other day. I think I was actually doing DIY at the time, probably why it came into my head. But it's just something to consider, really. So say you're decorating your home. You spend so much time. You spend a lot of money. It can be quite stressful. Day in, day out, you're doing bits and bobs. You're touching up those finer details. You put a lot of effort into that decoration, that interior design, thinking about every part of it, planning it, then actually implementing it. And then it's done and you're showing it off and you're like, wow, this looks great. I love it so much. No one in their right mind would then throw an all-night rager in that house and just let people go to town, breaking things, like pissing up the wall, destroying furniture. You just wouldn't do it, would you? Absolutely not, because you've put so much time, energy, effort, money. You've worked so hard to do that. You would never go and throw a rager and just start like destroying your hard work. But people do that with their bodies every single week. So say your body is the house. You've put loads of time and effort into eating right, resting, sleeping. Like you've cleaned up your sleep schedule. Going for your steps every morning, you're drinking more water, you've cut out the alcohol, you're eating more fruit and veg, you're reducing the amount of takeaways, depending on how like in depth you want to go with it. If you're just tidying things up, it takes quite a lot when you first get into those sorts of lifestyle changes. Maybe you have bought some supplements to improve your health after getting some feedback from the doctor, or you had your bloods done. So you do all this, it costs you a fortune in time, effort, and money. You get your body in a really good place. You feel good. You look good. You're happier than you've ever been. And you're confident. And you just feel so good about yourself. And then you go on holiday and binge for 7 days in an all-inclusive, and you feel like shit. Or if you want to do it on a smaller scale, you work really hard on yourself through the week, and then at the weekend, you go out, absolutely get hammered, get a McDonald's on the way home, feel shit on Sunday, and eat the entire contents of your kitchen. And then Monday you go, got to get back on it, guys. It makes no sense. If you want to take it to people that have competed, I'm sure there are people listening to this podcast that will have competed. You spend 16 to 20 weeks in a diet. Before that, you spend, I don't know, 8 to 12 months in an off season or more. to get yourself into the best possible place to start a prep. So you do all this, you come to the end of the prep, and then you eat like an asshole repeatedly. What are you doing? You just abuse your body. It makes no sense to me. It's like you disregard all the hard work that you've put in over how many weeks and months, and you just shit all over yourself and your hard work. So, my point is, if you are getting into this lifestyle and you want to improve yourself, I applaud you. And I really, really hope you stick with it. I really do. But remember, when you go on that night out and get absolutely trashed and then eat hangover food for 3 days, just remember that you're only undoing your own work. You wouldn't decorate your front room and then just start throwing darts at the wall and ripping up the carpet and throwing paint around. You just wouldn't do it. So apply the same theory. That's my point here. Like, you wouldn't do a load of washing and then just chuck it in the garden on the floor, would you? It's pointless. I could go on and on and on with these analogies, but you get the point. So, new year, new me. If that is you, that's up to you. I just think new year, same me, but version 2, version 3, version 4. Let's improve upon what we've got. Because who you are is pretty bloody great, unless you're Hitler, in which case you're not great. But on the whole, most people are great, but we can be better. Just have a little bit of self-care. Now, I have waffled for a long time. And as I've spoken about a few times, I don't know why anyone wants to listen to my waffle, but I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed my diary. And coming back to where we started, I will do better. I will be more on it with these, and we will get back into the swing of every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Thank you very much for listening. I've been your Pocket Rocket. TTFN.